Santa Margarita, Pinot Grigio. Yeah. Ooh, and it's Italian, so you know my accent is right. Yes. Santa Margarita, Pinot Grigio. It is 12.5%.
Okay.
With I'm trying to get the flavor notes. I don't see any flavor notes. It's just said it's good with light, savory dishes. It doesn't really have any flavor notes. What does it smell like?
I can understand that. It smells peachy.
It smells a little woody to me. Woody and nutty.
You nutty thing, you.
Okay. It's like when it touches your tongue, it's sweet, but then it gets a little bitter.
I don't get that.
I don't like this nail. She just, we're going to see by the day. Because it seems like you just want to be,
I don't like that. Like at all.
You tasted both?
No, just the one. Maybe I'll come back again.
I like it. It's really smooth. I
mean, it is smooth, but I will say it doesn't have any flavor notes for me to, like, give to you.
It doesn't taste like anything to me. That's weird. I know it's wine.
It doesn't taste like wine.
And the second one is a Ecco Domani Pinot Grigio 2022 as well. This percentage is again 12.5. The Ecco Domani Pinot Grigio showcases delightful floral and tropical fruit aromas. It's supposed to be elegant and crispy.
I like that one better.
You do?
Yeah, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Remember I said that this one was going to be crazy.
And it's crazy. I like the first one better.
I like the second one.
What do you got? I feel like the first one
I still
is
don't
smoother.
Have
it. Yeah, I don't get no. Yeah, it is smoother. I think this one gives me like that taste of a champagne after.
Slightly.
That's what I get on properly.
Okay. I mean, it's cool, but just to compare, since you guys don't want to go with the Pinot, the Santa Margarita. Pinot Grigio. It's smooth. Like, it's real smooth on the tongue. Like, versus the Domani. So, if you want a Pinot that's a little more smoother, sweet on the tongue as well, but a little bitter at the end, then the Santa Margarita is for you. I'll definitely.
This is definitely nice. These are nice pasta lines.
Yes.
But you know, like, one third.
I'm still on my hiatus, and they are really, like, hold on.
At least for the game purpose.
They are really just not trying to let me have it. I'm trying to cleanse my goddamn colon and shit.
She could be trying to cleanse her soul. She should have said cleanse
her
soul.
Cleanse all
and
that.
Maybe I would have gone
so
with it.
More than just
but
drinking.
These hoes never respect me when I say I'm not drinking. So
because
I told
she
her.
Has reasons.
What?
I want. This is me.
How about the fact, and you know what's crazy? I saw something that said that, like, people who can't drink sometimes, it's like a spiritual thing. Like, they're just not meant to. And I'm like, that's me. But y'all be trying to fucking force me.
So I'm on a, so I'm on, I don't respect her journey right now. The game. I'm on a journey.
Girl, fuck your journey. Okay,
yeah, this will be my plea.
It's for the game.
This will be my plea.
Okay, yeah. Girl, fuck your journey.
Is that bad?
Girl, fuck your journey.
Okay. So we can go get right into
just right it. Now, you know. Not, that's so mean. On,
not on national television.
What's mean?
Is look, if you can't dish it out, don't take it. That's what mama always said. We in the kitchen. She said, if you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen. So when I say I don't want to drink, she has to respect me now because she wants respect in return.
The most I do is just ask her to take a shot.
In other words,
that's it.
Because these motherfuckers, they're going to keep going. So we're just going to move on.
Okay, mom.
And we're back with the third and final episode of Hot Seats. Now it's my turn to ask questions.
Oh, my gosh. She said she got some juice ones that's going to make us look like a fan. But
we're all going to bring it. I actually said the opposite. I said that I probably don't have no juicy questions.
She definitely thinks she's going to make us plead the fifth, but no. I feel like I'm not going to do it.
Pick a stick.
So we need to last episode. She's like, I can't wait.
Yeah, but
deeper.
See your fake face. She get on with it.
Do you want one that's just for you or one for both?
Both.
Okay. I have some for you. If y'all want to
be prepared. Categories.
Okay.
Sierra got the printing paper. That's crazy.
Actually, it's very ghetto, but it really is. But, okay, this is for both.
She got to go back to the phone.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm just going to ask the first one on my name. Okay. What's a trigger word or action for you?
A trigger word or action.
And if you are interested in one of them, you might want to listen to what triggers them.
So you mean like in relationship?
In friendship, relationship, family. I mean, you can have triggers and all, but what is like something, a word, an action that's triggering for you? And you don't have to tell why it's triggering, but.
Damn.
A
word or an action? Can it like, can an inaction be a trigger?
Like not doing?
Or like for, cause I feel like a trigger for me, like I need stability. So, like, if you start off, like, introducing me to a certain type of communication style, like, keep up with that. Mm-hmm. So, when you, like,
switch up,
it kind of triggers me because it makes me, like, feel like, all right, like, what's going on now? Like, what's different?
That's
like,
a good one.
Let's talk.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think a trigger for me is... I guess it kind of falls into communication, but I don't like being ghosted. Like that really triggers me. I just feel like why are you leaving me? I don't know. It's just, no, I do know. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit.
That's a good one. Not bad. Start y'all off like.
Okay. That was a good question.
Yeah, good question.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hey, come on. Just be done, please. Done, me and your pal.
Oh, yeah.
Is this for you or
yes,
for
those? Oh, another deeper.
Y'all want one for both or one for you?
I feel like you can't let us choose.
But some of them are just for me.
Okay.
So.
Okay, do just for me.
Okay. Well, here we go. We just.
Oh, this is the one.
Okay. Oh, no, I got one. What is one thing, well, really two things because it's one per person, but what is one thing you would tell your mom and granddad if you had the opportunity to?
My mom and my granddad. Yep. Okay. I would tell my grandfather, damn, Sierra.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I just got to think for a second. No.
I thought about it too. I'm like, damn it,
this might be too deep. I would tell, like, what I could tell him right now, it doesn't have to be what I would have told
him. No, you can tell him what you would tell him right now.
I'm doing my best to hold this shit down. Period.
As real as it gets.
That's
big mama, Big Mama Mia.
Literally. I think we spoke that into existence for you.
My mom. I wish I could have saved you.
Oof, that was a good one.
Yeah. There we go. It's hot.
You know, that was deep.
That shit made me want to drop a tear. I'm
like, oh my God. Like, yeah. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, that was
I'm
a
doing
deep.
This with my baby, but you know, I got to go.
Your baby.
Sydney, here goes.
She got a shout out. She got a shout out. Oh, you. I just have to answer one?
No, it's your own.
What are you talking about?
Deep.
Okay. It's like, you know, like I can kind of
see
her car.
Who's better in bed, C or H?
C.
What? That's actually a shocker.
Wait, what C? The C that I think you're talking about.
The most recent C.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been H. Okay, can I ask a double question? Why? Like, what make, like, because what I really thought right? H was good.
It's close. Very, very, very close. I just feel like with C, it was maybe a little more intimacy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. But with
H,
it was like we both knew what we...
One.
Yeah,
okay.
One.
Fair.
Yeah.
Are you?
You gotta pick a stick.
Right.
Oh, keep it moving, baby girl. Look at me like she wanted me to answer.
Nah, that was only her stick, man. Because I didn't get no initials for you. I'm gonna do something for both of y'all. How about that? Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. How often do you masturbate?
Okay, out of a week, twice, maybe.
It depends. Lord.
But Mia, twice while you're getting it other days, or
oh, okay. If I'm not like my single Mia is masturbating three at the most.
Okay,
but. Like recently, like consistently getting it, maybe like one. I don't know.
Single me,
three or four at a minimum.
I don't know. It depends. No, it depends because it's very weird. But like, if I'm like doing a paper and I'm like really like concentrating, like I don't know what it is, I'll just randomly stop and like think. And then be like, oh, I need to go masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go masturbate and then finish my paper. It's like,
I feel that.
It's super fun. Yeah. It's like, that. Yeah.
But I'm also like that too, though, when I'm ready to go to sleep. Like, if I'm trying to read.
I can't no.
Really?
No.
Oh,
no.
No.
If I masturbate to go to sleep, I'm going to text someone and say, I want to hop on that dick.
Oh, period.
Shit, nah.
You better call.
I've done my dude. Smoke and been out, and it really puts me everything puts me right out. And barely when I'm smoking, I'm kind of already out, so I'm really smoking the past all the way out. But if you do it like the right tools and combo, girl, I think it's you tired.
I mean, yeah, it puts me out, but it's like I don't know, it also just makes me be like, damn, I really like I honestly don't like masturbating, I'd rather just
like,
yeah,
why don't you? That's not my question, but I kind of agree with you.
I'm not gonna lie, I always want more.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
It's not that I don't that's like it. Like I'm gonna say, like I would just. It's like okay, this is not
enough. Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. After I just like, oh, I need some sex.
Yeah, like even after you know you still like
that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
a little snack.
That was nice. I can go another round.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Who card was that? I mean,
it's your turn.
Oh, I swear I picked that up.
Wait,
it doesn't matter. I'll give you another two. Ooh, I like this one. This is a good one. It's not even that deep.
And whole time earlier, before you asked the question, Mia admitted that she be cheating at Uno.
No, I said I be doing like this. Like, I can see her cards.
What? Okay, this is for both of you. What do you like most and least about yourself / appearance and have it changed with age.
Okay. So about myself and about how I look.
Either or, like about yourself or how you look. Okay. What do you like most? What do you like least? And has it changed?
About looks?
Looks or yourself. Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Has it changed with age?
What I love the most about myself is my comeback game. Like, I come back. No, for real. Like, if I'm down and out.
I thought you meant like comeback says it slick on the tongue.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was making that face.
Like when she been down back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know. Like I be down, but then I'm like, when I'm up, I'm up. Like, I'm ready to get back to it and shit like that. So, yeah.
Least favorite thing?
Well, Simi, if you have one, you want to put out there real quick while I think, maybe.
My least favorite thing about myself. I don't know. I feel like I could go both. Like, I could go like physical and.
Okay, you can do.
Okay, so I'd say physical. Honestly, like, for the last 3 years, I keep gaining and losing weight. So it's just like the inability to keep the weight. Mm-hmm. However, I have been in the gym and I have been seeing the changes. So, you know, there is a positive side to it. It's just like, I just had to put in the work, mm-hmm. And be consistent. But, so that's like physical. Outside of the physical, I feel like I say it a lot. But like, I am in my own way and it's something that I know. So I guess it's just like, girl, I said it in therapy the other day, but it's like I'm currently trying to conquer the giant within.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So those were your least favorite?
Yeah.
So what is your
favorite thing about yourself? Honestly, my favorite thing about myself is like, I don't know where I get it from. I think I get it from my dad and my mom maybe, but I feel like I'm not really insecure about too much. Mm. I feel like I'm very... Or at least I'm confident. I might not wear it, but I feel like I know it's like in me. It's just one of those things where like I feel like I'm too humble.
So, but my other part of the question was, did it change with age? So did that change with age?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I also I think half of it was high school with like everybody thinking that like, oh, Sydney's this, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I really realized that like all you can do is be yourself, mm-hmm. and either people are gonna fuck with you or not.
Yeah, that's
like,
facts.
What do you mean I'm a hoe? Fuck, I don't want to fuck none of y'all.
She was never a hoe.
I'm trying to think of something I don't. Oh, I hate that when I cry when I get frustrated. Like, I'm pissed.
I hate
all
that
of
too.
Us, girls.
But I hate it.
I hate it.
Especially when y'all like prove a point or be like,
yes,
really like
I'm
mad.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Has that changed over time? No.
Will it?
But I'm honestly not upset about that because I do admire, like, I do have, I'm passionate about the things I love and I care about. So I would hate it if I walked around with no emotion and didn't care about
exactly.
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
some people are like that. Get out of my face.
Okay. I feel it.
Mm-hmm. They pretend.
Next caller.
Everybody thought Mia was saying she had a smart ass mouth. I was like, girl, come back where? She's talking about come back from the ground.
I'm shuffling deep.
Yeah.
I wanted to get an ice, but it's not coming.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah.
Just give us an icebreaker. We'll put a deep stick back in.
You want to do an icebreaker?
Yeah, give us an icebreaker.
Okay.
She didn't make us plead the fifth yet.
An icebreaker. Okay, do you want to get these?
My shoulder is
an icebreaker. What is your current status?
You're my twin. She my son.
Girl,
she got
my
the
son.
Same half of my face as
You're
me.
You're my son. I've had this baby.
Get off me.
Okay, anyway. Sorry. We're back.
Who had to watch hers?
I did. That's a fact.
Y'all know I just got out of the problems. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
I was
in the house. We know who the son is here.
Yeah.
But anywho.
It's okay, darling.
The icebreaker question is, I think the fellas and the ladies, whoever, may want to know, what is your current relationship status?
I'm single.
Okay,
but I'm not really like, at the moment, no,
are you
dating?
You have legs,
I'm
going to
go on a hole.
Are you outside?
I had a great summer. Okay. Like, I feel like, you know,
seriously,
I went on great dates. Okay. You know,
there's nothing.
You just recently went on a date.
I mean, he was cool, but I don't really like, he was like, I was really shocked, but also like, just because you've followed me on Instagram for a certain amount of time and like, I know your cousin, don't mean that you know me. Like, you don't know me at all.
Or if I get to know you.
Yeah, take the time to get to know me. Mm-hmm. Don't, like, don't generalize me. Y'all know I don't like that. Motherfuckers be like, y'all, I be like, they, them.
I am taken.
I'm gonna say you ain't tell us that.
No. I'm dating one person. I'm focused on
exclusive.
One person. That's what I mean by taken. Like, I'm not somebody would come up to me, ask for your number. Lady on my hip.
Okay.
Can't wait to meet this lady.
Now, if somebody asks for my number, I'm gonna give it to them, but I'm gonna just be like, yeah, next year. Like,
I'm available.
I'll talk to you next year.
Okay.
Well, y'all heard Sydney, fellas.
Side of her DMs, comes around and kind
of, that's
the thing. I'm
we
not
don't
gonna
do corny.
Like,
I'm about to disappear.
We don't do corny.
Yeah.
We don't do like a million pictures and that's all.
No hard eyes her and then no action behind it.
Please,
she need a big step
up. She likes, you know, come have some creativity.
Yeah.
Have a brain,
different.
Please. I don't care what you look like.
No, but be different though, because I remember not to go. Remember, I was asking how to go smack somebody. Sydney told me some. Send this meme. Y'all knew it was a meme of Curry shooting a shot. Like,
oh, me when I said
yes.
Exactly. Like, I slide into men's DMs. Yeah. They the ones that be scared.
I go to everybody I talk to. I would say,
for real?
I didn't know. Literally.
Oh, okay. I'll take it back.
I love how they try to make it look seem like nothing.
No, Sierra is a player.
I
can't keep up.
Oh, okay. God. Okay, here we go. Go, go.
Oh,
we got
ice.
Who's next?
I think.
Deeper.
Oh, I'm gonna ask Sydney something. Oh, gosh. Would you give the last person you took seriously another chance?
Hell no. No.
That was quick.
No. I put that on serious. God. Well, actually, no, I don't, because that's wrong. But no, I wouldn't.
It's a hell no.
I know my worth.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah. It would be fun. Like, it would be fun.
I'm actually very shocked at your answer. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
a little shocked.
Yeah, I thought you had a little soft spot for this person.
So I do, but I have a softer spot for me.
Okay.
It's like, no matter what, like, I love myself more.
Okay,
like, and that's the thing, like, I probably, like, loved that person more than I ever loved, you know, any of these other men, but it's like, I love me more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really had to sit back and realize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I did that, like, would I be?
We were
like,
rooting for you.
Yeah. What does that say? Like, yeah.
We were all rooting for you.
Plus, like, I
not for
like,
real.
We were rooting.
No matter
for
how
you.
Ugly you dress.
All right, next caller.
Next.
You child.
Okay. Deeper.
Golly, what the?
You haven't given me.
That was no. I'm just saying that was a lot, man. But you know, I don't put nothing to bed.
Not really.
Okay, Mia. What advice would you give someone? Yeah, this is like a question / advice column. What advice would you give someone who is thinking about maybe switching sides, like want to date the same sex?
Okay.
And maybe this is like new for them. Like, what advice could you give them? Or something that you learned on your
journey.
My biggest thing is like, fuck what everyone else thinks.
Okay.
Go with what your heart is telling you. I mean, and be yourself. I mean, it's nothing worse than pretending to be someone that you're not and living in a truth that is not yours or living in someone else's truth or some a perception of someone else's version of you. Does that make sense?
Oh, I had an accordion playing
in
me. Like,
I know y'all like,
y'all funny. But yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, I was hiding. And it feels good to just, you know, let it out there.
Can I ask a two-part to your question?
Sure.
When did you know that this is how you, or did you always know and we just didn't know?
Yeah, y'all just didn't know. I remember the first time I kissed a girl. And it wasn't like I kissed her. Elementary school or some shit like that.
I remember the first time you kissed a girl.
It was, I didn't even know y'all.
As a kid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So as like, but it was like when it happened, I don't know how to explain it. Like I wanted it to happen. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like an accidental kind of thing or kiss on the cheek kind of thing. Like we were kissing.
Well, you mean as kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so. I wasn't a kid. Like I was. It was either like elementary school, middle school, something like that. Like I remember, I was even at my mom's apartment. I think we were in New Carrollton at the time, and it was one of her friend's daughters. You know, like she brought her daughter over to play with me or whatever. Yeah,
y'all was playing on
her. Playing on her. Dang, I mean, surely if you look at this one day, oh I'm sorry. I love
I'm
you.
I'm sorry too for asking.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just feel so.
And I know you did a good job of hiding it because I knew some of our other friends was gay before they knew they was gay.
No, okay, like, so I didn't say anything.
So when we were like all cheering together, you always knew that. I'm just asking, because you know how like we would know who was who in the locker room. Like who?
Yeah.
Mia was sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna ask the third part because I'm about to, but you got it. Okay. What was that? A deeper?
I don't even know.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Sydney.
They're mind fucked right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask Sydney another question.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just gonna ask you a deeper question.
Okay.
You just ask the deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Only one sibling, not both. Only one. Pick a sibling, and what is one thing you want to tell them about themselves? And when I say something about themselves, you know what I mean.
Right, tell them about themselves.
Yeah, not like positive. I mean like reading them.
Dang. Right. You just see you're the greatest sister ever.
And then like read them. Pick one sibling with one thing you want to tell them about themselves.
I mean, I feel like even still in my, like, okay, I'm going to just say it. It would be my sister. I feel like, she's too comfortable in life, and I feel like she doesn't like know or see maybe the potential or power or skills that she has, or maybe not even that. She might not have, she just might not feel like taking the risk to, like, you know,
that risk is,
you know, move on to something else or something different. Because, you know, it's like starting from scratch. But I feel like if she did that, her world would open up even more.
Mm. This is from love.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
I'm actually shocked. I thought you were going to pick Sammy.
Me too.
No, I feel like
she knows.
Like,
she knows.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, he knows everything. Like, there wouldn't be, like, it wouldn't be nothing that I would be able to say that he hasn't heard before.
Yeah.
So, it's like,
okay.
I'm going to just ask another question.
Might not squeeze the fifth yet.
Good. Name drop a person you regret ever. Yes. Oh. Name drop a person that you regret ever fucking with. No.
I don't have regrets in mind.
You know, for real.
A synonym for I believe.
No, for real.
Okay, well, what's the one person that you wish you never met? Like, come on. It gotta be somebody you wish you never met.
Y'all know who I am.
Name drop. No initials.
I was supposed to be. And this is a dating or relationship.
Okay.
I have someone I wish I didn't have sex with.
Name drop.
Like, say their name.
I said name.
That's what. Oh, name drop. Okay. No, I'd rather say the person I wish I didn't.
Sounds like a person fifth to me.
I'd have to think.
I'm really.
Chad. Ooh. Like, ooh. What was that? For real.
I forgot about that.
I do too.
Ooh, I thought you were gonna pick the person. I'm not gonna lie, because I was thinking of another person.
But that was I'm not gonna lie, that was like my easy
go. Mm. Yeah. See. Thank you, slick.
Because any other name would have definitely.
Just drink your wine, Mia, that you don't want to drink.
It's, no,
girl, I'll say it for you.
Oh my god.
Cachet. And I'm looking straight at the camera.
You know what? I'm actually not mad that you didn't plead the fifth, because
honestly, I wasn't. Like, you know what's really crazy? Like, honestly, that's not even who I was about to say.
You gonna say T?
Who is T?
I don't want to know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
That was bothering my. I was just about to say T. I was really.
I think y'all would have been like, he was like hateful. Yeah, like, he wasn't hateful. I mean, from what I know about him.
I could say cachet for sure.
I know you can.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it for you. And you sure can.
And we'll cheers to that. I don't got nothing, but.
You know, I know it's somebody else. It's a lot of niggas I wish I had sex with.
Yep. A lot of niggas I'm trying to talk to you, but this ain't my question.
Dang. I should have said that name, because she's my friend, so technically.
Yeah. I said relationship.
Oh, relationship.
I'm going to say DeMarcus. His name is DeMarcus.
DeMarcus!
Like, it was just like, it was good, but looking back, it was just like, you were toxic. Like, you was like trying to hold on to me and shit, and like playing the field, like leading me on. It was too much.
I think the tea that I was thinking about was not the tea that, was we talking about the same tea?
The heck, I don't really mess with one tea.
No, you didn't.
Not a backhand spring, but.
Sierra was ready. Ready.
No, I cannot.
I just know about how to do it.
Me and Mess had a tea in high school.
Oh!
That's what I thought.
Wait,
you
were
talking about. No.
Me and your baby.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Woo. I forgot. Ooh. I wasn't thinking that.
That's what I thought she was talking about.
See, I don't even count really high school and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it.
I don't know if I'm counting, but I wasn't serious anyway. So I regret a lot of you.
Not a backhand spring
kick. I regret a lot of you. Okay, icebreaker.
Finally.
The dumbest thing you've done behind a man or a woman, if you've ever done it.
What you mean behind them?
Like, for them.
Oh, behind
because
them.
Of them.
Oh,
okay.
Jeez.
Nothing.
I mean, Mia definitely got something, I'm sure.
Me?
Mia.
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 Thank you.
Something I've done for them?
No.
Like, or because.
Do you know, like,
dumb.
Behind them? Like, you know, like, I wrote a war for them, like.
What have I done?
Like,
Mia called me one time about 11 o'clock on a Monday talking about this bitch shocked me so much. I started speaking.
Like I was from the UK. Like, it's like nothing, like I couldn't process anything.
Oh. Was this like I wanted to key her car?
I don't know, but you said you just left the house and I was like,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I was lit and I pulled up to my ex's house. With my friend and just sat outside, like, just not like for 10 minutes. It wasn't a fucking stakeout. That's
I sat outside before too.
But I was just like, oh, and she probably in there with that dumb bitch. And yeah, and, you know, the light was on. And I wanted to knock on the fucking door. I've had visions of like beating her ass.
Oh, wow. Very vivid.
For me, yeah. I'd probably say breaking someone's Xbox because they threw water on my laptop right before midterms and I had to go home. And get a new MacBook in college.
That's hostile.
Yeah.
So you broke. How did you break it? Did you throw it?
Yes.
I think I would have. And that's.
I mean, it was literally in my room, so I kind of just threw it out my room.
You heard them get a little crazy too, fellas.
I don't think that's crazy. You threw water on my laptop.
Fair.
So I simply took an item of yours and vandalized it as well.
I'm now just asking a question.
I could be crazy, like men or whoever. Like, they be like, I don't want no crazy woman, and but end up doing, like, wild-ass shit that, it doesn't, it's not that the person is crazy, but, like, like you, someone is investing, you know, so much into, you know, mm-hmm. you and this relationship, and you turn around and do some wild shit.
But
so
why wouldn't it be mad? But I'm not gonna lie, like now I would like it. Worse has been done to me, and I literally haven't retaliated.
Every action is a reaction. Yeah. I mean, what you mean? Because like we're not crazy. Like,
no, but I'm not gonna lie. Like I feel like sometimes people want a reaction, so I just.
Don't give it to me.
My reaction is moving on mm-hmm. because I promise you there's better.
Yeah, like, I just want to get my lick back and you got me fucked up.
The lick back.
Oh, my lick back.
Like, I'll be so this close to doing my own little lick back, but the way the world.
Exactly, know, yeah. Every time I think about it, I mean, I've definitely thought about stealing a man's dog.
Whoa. Well, that's not a lick back. It's just a crime.
They still have my possessions. So I should be able to take yours. Give me my stuff back. No, for real.
The especially, dog?
No, if I tell you, like, something that you have of mine,
they,
like.
He's, like, trying to get money out of them. You know, like, take the dog.
Sell the dog, duh.
Or make them pay
ransom. Yeah, okay. But no, for real, like, if you have something of mine and I tell you that, like, I have a spiritual connection to it, one of the things my aunt gave to me, like, why do you want to keep it?
Yeah. Bitch, you just want to take that big ass dog?
I didn't say whose dog I was going to take.
Nah, I know who you're talking about. Damn.
Ooh, child.
That,
I have a question. You're going to
need
for
two
y'all.
People for that thing.
What is a sexual activity you consider completely off limits?
Anal.
Oh, wow.
That shit
are
hurts.
You cleaning them?
No.
Oh, that's not even a juicy question.
I draw the line of anal. That shit, even the accidental anals.
I'm done anals. I can't say that.
It hurts.
I'm done anals.
It's like.
It's not like, something you do for a long period of time, but.
I can't even go a millisecond.
I've done anal. Have you done a job? I've done a drunk every time those, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I have to. Ouch. My stomach hurts.
I draw the line.
My stomach hurts. No, I'm saying that my stomach be hurting. So
it's not that I wouldn't do anal, but I feel like I'd have to prepare for it. So no.
How do you prepare for it?
I mean, I feel like I feel like it's not even. It's the same way you would for me personally. I think that like you wouldn't go get your coochie after you had a crab boil. Like you might go wash the stuff up a little bit, and I feel like it's the same thing with that. Like.
Yeah.
You're going to be fresh out the shower. Like, I'm not going to let them fresh out the shower.
Right.
Same thing, I'm not letting them eat my booty unless I'm fresh out the shower. I have to be out of the shower to get my booty ate. Nope.
So you're telling me if you go out to eat.
I'm not getting my booty
and you come back in the house and you want to have sex, you're going to take a shower first because you want your booty
eaten? Or just don't get my booty eaten during that time of sex.
Nope. So you will be like, no. Like, what if you got up in the morning, took a shower, went to the grocery store, came back, your man wanted to eat your butt? You will say no?
But okay, this is what you're saying. Like, you're literally fresh out the shower at that point, are you not? You just went to the store and came back.
Okay, you went to, like, you were gone for like 3 hours.
Like, if I'm out and about drinking, sweating, I want to get in a fucking shower.
Okay.
Before you want to, and even with creases, I want to shower before you about to. Get too many with your face. Your dick is one.
I mean,
your lips is another.
I mean, for me, like, if I know it might be nasty time, or I'm feeling like I want to be nasty and I'm about to initiate it, I might go get a wipe.
You might go wash. I mean, you might go wash up or do something.
But that, like, even if I didn't just like take a dump or something before, I might just not even do the, you know.
Like y'all be thinking about stuff too much. If I'm out with my man,
but then we've been at the mall all day.
We might have decided to, let's go go-kart racing or something. Then we go in the house and that man
and
we want to eat my booty.
It's going to be okay, but it's one thing. If you're like out and about, of course, I got no choice but to give you what I got, like at the moment. But if I'm someone with my bathroom and wipes or wash cloths, I could
if I feel like I'm trying, I'm going to be like, okay.
Because now I'm about to I'm a pissy person anyway, so I always got to pee. Mm-hmm. So when I come straight out, I'm probably going to use the bathroom anyway, which means I'm going to just boom, boom. Yeah. Nobody's saying you got to fully. It's a little
If I know I'm fine, then fine. Fuck it, whatever. I'm not about to do that. There was a time, like, I recently, you know, was doing a little finger. little finger thing. Put that on me. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. Butt.
In the butthole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, we was not having sex. And then, I don't know, like her finger ended up by my nose or whatever. I was like,
oh my God. Man, no,
you yourself.
No, you did not. No, you did not. No, she did not. No, she
did not. Mia, I swear to God, if you text me and say, cut this out,
I'm not. Like, fuck it. It's human. It's human.
No, she did not.
I wipe my butt good all the time. But it was like, you know, just like,
no, but because if you didn't clean yourself out all the way, and I don't mean clean, I mean empty yourself out. Like,
yeah,
you can take a poop and think you emptied out your bowels, but you didn't. So yeah, you didn't empty yourself out.
Okay, but the same way you just said, we thinking too much. Y'all thinking too much about it, because it's not like nobody telling y'all.
No. That's your hurt. Like, but no, even like slowly and slow insertion.
You said it hurt. She's worried about her shit.
Oh, I'm not necessarily. I feel like about the shit.
Like, it's probably very childish of me, but I feel like if I do anal immediately after, I would have to shit.
And you feel like it, but I feel like, okay, cool. The same way after I have sex,
and somebody put their thumb in your butt. Yes, that's different.
And literally, I'm not gonna lie. It feels like that. Yes, it's going wider because it's wider. But I promise you, it's not.
What?
Like, I just, like, that, like, that's, like, you gotta work your way up to that.
It's not, like, every time I've done it,
stuff like that.
Every time I've done it, I've been drunk.
Exactly.
I don't draw the line at anything. I'm drawing the line at a man that can do anything.
I'm more inclined to do it sober.
What are you drawing the line at? Because you didn't even answer.
I don't know.
I'm drawing the line at if a guy wouldn't do anything with their butt. That's why I said that. I honestly feel like anything with me, I could probably, even if I've never done it, I may accept. But if something with my mouth and a man's butt or something around that area, my finger, my his butt, the answer's no.
I put my pinky finger in my his butt. I'm done.
That?
Or like, no, okay, look, and this is why I say this. I would milk a man.
Okay.
Let me.
Which requires.
But would you milk your man? Like, you would do it to a dude.
My man, not just some random.
And see, that's not real. I would probably do it with a guy who.
Like, we'd have to be married. Let me milk this for
$20.
No, please. I don't even fuck niggas, like,
see,
for $20.
And my thing is, I wouldn't be able to do it with probably. It would have to be somebody that I'm just having fun with because at this
no,
point.
No, it would have to be, like, it would have to be somebody that I trust.
And I would never look at them the same, so I probably couldn't be somebody. Cause then I'm all mad thinking.
And I mean, like just getting. Okay, so like to me, what I think I know is like milking is basically like you hit their prostate and then they come hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing them.
But you could go to the gooch before you go to the booty.
That's true.
It's just like that. That's basically
it's
what
not,
it is.
No,
with the gooch.
The gooch is not
with the gooch.
No, the gooch is not.
Because
I'm
like,
the gooch. I've said the gooch before, but the gooch is not, nope.
It's all the same
nope.
thing.
Nope.
People used to say they didn't suck dick. Now they fucking licking balls and shit. It is what it is.
So, are
Sexy Red said she don't lick balls. She said it's nasty.
Now that's childish. Because
yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Y'all gotta look at her interview. It's pretty funny.
I love her. But, okay.
Like, I don't know. I guess, what was the question again? Something that you would
never, like, not even if a guy looked at you and said we about to do this in sex, you like absolutely not.
Like pegging.
So you would put your thumb, but you wouldn't peg him.
No.
Okay.
I would put my pinky. I didn't say I specifically said
you said you wouldn't peg him.
No, not my pinky, because the pinky not my pinky. Maybe like my middle finger. Fuck you.
Yeah. But you wouldn't peg him.
Okay. No.
But you will use your finger.
Yeah, that's it. Finger.
Would you use your tongue?
I said no.
No, I'm not
going
to say.
I'm about to say at this point.
You might as well go full throttle, baby.
But I don't think a finger. Like, I feel like if a man is like, yeah, if a man comes to me and says he's straight, but he like a finger in his booty hole, I'm not going to judge him.
She is judging. She said, you will.
What if our fucking clitoris was in our fucking booty?
It wouldn't matter because we're females. I'm just saying.
Double standards. I feel like women get a chance to explore their sexuality, but men don't.
I don't think it's an issue. I think it's more so an issue with them. I don't know how we got on the subject, but with them being honest about their sexuality. It's not an issue if that's what you want to do and explore.
So you, but, so you telling me if T said...
Which one? Because I already think one T is, so...
Not, no. And I, so you telling me if T came to you and was like, hey, not even sticking a finger in there, but rubbing it.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
I don't play with men videos. I think that's... No, I don't. It's a no for me, dog.
I mean, I've never done it, but I feel like the right person I might do
it. Y'all know me. It's just some things I feel like some men just don't want.
Oh, I mean, yeah. So, I wouldn't try to like pressure nobody to do it or nothing.
Even though I'm saying I would do it, I'd be damned if my man keep asking for anal because I'm gonna be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's saying I think it's like after your, because it's like if you want to keep doing it, I'm looking at you weird now. Mm-hmm. So
I was listening to one podcast and somebody said they do it like once a quarter.
You know, like legit, I feel like it needs to be like 3 times a year. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like that's it. Like if a man is trying to keep it, I have a perfectly fine vagina.
Could.
And you want to go back there. Like, it ain't, and yes, it, not to get too in detail, but it is, mm-hmm. I get the feeling is different, but no. No. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right. My life is in it. It don't even matter. No,
it ain't. You can
put your finger in my video.
What if a man wanted you to fuck his foot?
I'm not
fuck his foot.
I don't do
people are crazy.
I don't do none of that.
Do you not listen to horror movies?
I do. Okay. I'm not. Please. I just got my toes sucked.
And I don't like stuff like that either.
You want me to go past that?
I don't like nothing like that either.
What?
I don't like my toes sucked. I don't like feet.
I don't either.
So
I wish a man would ask me.
My feet not ugly. So.
I wish a man would ask me to suck his toes. I would curse him out before.
I mean, you better off asking me to stick him up in here.
Wow. Okay, this is something for both of you. I don't know how much time we have left, but this is actually very happy. This is a good moment.
This is a happy
moment. Yeah, a really happy moment. Name a time where you was undeniably actually happy. No questions. A time in your life. Think of a time where you were undeniably. Or satisfied, whatever word you want to use, but undeniable, but like not a question. Yeah, this is a deep one. Right.
Without thinking about it,
if you had to come up with something, probably.
No, I'm saying like being undeniably happy without thinking about it.
I was in like 2020 when I graduated college. Like I was just like fucking finally, I did it, first gen type shit and shit. I don't know. I had a job, got my degree, like alive and well. I don't know. I was just grateful, I guess, at that moment. And nothing else mattered.
It's funny that we have the same exact time when I graduated too.
I am having a really hard time answering this question because, like, I kind of told myself a long time ago that, like, I should be the source of my happiness. So I feel like it's not really, like, undeniably happy.
I mean, but I feel like you could be happy right now and you could wake up tomorrow and some bullshit happen.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I would still be happy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, undeniable, like nothing ruined your mood. Like, I feel like when I graduated out of college, I wasn't even driving, and still nothing could kill my mood. Like, I just graduated, I got a job, I got money, and nothing could get on my nerves at that point. Like, I could argue with somebody, and like, nothing since
2023. Like, right after COVID.
So 2022.
Yeah, I guess like around that time.
I'm actually shocked you said like a year like that. I didn't expect anybody to say like the last 2 years.
No, because if not, it would be 2017.
Okay, well, I don't. That's my year. But
yeah, like for me, like, and that's what I really want to say, like 2017. Like
that's it. That's fine.
2017. Like, I was wondering if anybody was gonna say like the last 2 years, because I just feel like life been like life and
everybody. It has been.
It's not to say that we weren't happy, but it's just like it's been so much happening that it's probably hard to even like. I can't really explain.
It's hard to really remember these last.
Yeah, it's hard to think about it too much. I remember. Once to think
I feel
about
like
it.
I feel like I can't grasp anything right now. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have, besides myself. Okay. I don't have hold of anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how I know, like there's not, like, who I am now, like, there's nothing for me here anymore. Like, I have no choice but to, like, elevate because, yeah, everything is, like, getting.
So what in 2017 was, like, why was that your happiest?
It's like, I kind of, like, you know how everybody talks about, like, universal law and, like I said, I came across a bunch of stuff. Like I was more, I was educated about, I guess, how the world works. Okay. In terms of like universal law, manifestation, mm-hmm. like, you know, using, I guess, the tools within me to make my life better. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that, and like some crazy shit happened to me, some shit that I never thought would happen to me. And I literally think it happened to me to like try to divert me off the path that I was going. Mm-hmm. Because like I was so like even in that moment, I remember being like, nah, this can't be happening to me. Like, no.
And she probably really was saying this too.
No, I really like, I really was saying to myself, like, no, this is not happening. And then it did, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's the last time where it's like, damn. Like, without thinking about it, mm-hmm. I was happy. Because I feel like for the past few years, I've been trying to, like, get that version of myself back. But then it's like, you're not supposed to. You're right. Supposed to like elevate, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. And I said like undeniable because I know that like we're happy now. Like, but it's like we're also going through things every day, every other week. Where yes, we're happy, but then we still gotta stop being happy for 1 second to think about like real world and figure.
I'd be
out.
Happy, but I'd be irritated.
And then you gotta go back. Okay, now I'm back happy. Okay, well let me go back and sit think about this for 2 seconds. Okay, now I'm back. Okay, like but yeah, that's mm-hmm. why I said undeniable. Okay, my last question, and then. You remember how I asked you about your sibling, one thing you wanted to tell your sibling about themselves? Mia was one thing you wanted to tell Sydney about herself. Sydney was one thing you wanted to tell Mia about herself.
I was really wondering, was somebody going to do that?
I know.
I almost didn't.
Me too. Because mm-hmm. I feel like when we recorded my high C, Sierra wanted to slap the shit out of me.
What?
Yeah.
That's that time I texted you. I was like,
if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm standing on it. And he was like, girl, what the fuck? You're wrong.
I want to tell you about yourself, bitch. Why gotta be a bitch?
And they don't even gotta be nothing like deep. Just something that you want to tell them about themselves. That maybe you never told them, or you think that they should know, or how you feel, whatever. You trying to be all modest?
No, I'm really.
No, I'm
really
thinking. I feel like we talk too much.
I feel like shit.
And we're both the same. I feel like we tell each other about ourselves all the time. I don't know. When it comes to.
You got it on your tongue.
Right, no.
I think you can do better with standing your ground. Like putting up more boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I think we all told her that before.
Yeah.
I feel like
I told
her.
Oh, you did?
Girl. Did you talk to my therapist?
Did I talk to your therapist?
Yes, because she read me the other day. And where do you think that comes from?
Oh.
And I was like, I know the answer, but I don't want to say it.
Another one. You need to start talking to yourself better and more.
I know, be kinder to myself.
Yeah. But like, yeah, like, you that bitch. You doing good. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Period.
That's what I'm trying to do. Now I'm trying to try to tell you about yourself to a positive. Love
it. And one more thing. Okay, I'm done.
I thought I was going to say one more thing. Okay.
I'm nervous.
I feel like sometimes you react first and then think later.
We were thinking the same thing, but I was gonna say, like,
oh my god,
that's crazy.
My therapist and I talk about that a lot.
Yes,
it's so crazy. You took the word, and I've only said that because I can read because I'm the same.
Oh my gosh, I do though.
And also, I feel like no, because it's like I don't want to. I'm conflicted in what I'm about to say.
Okay, I'm not gonna hurt my feelings.
But no, it's not gonna hurt your feelings. I feel like. Okay, I have a real question. I guess can I ask a question?
Okay, sure. Because that's part of
to figure out.
Okay.
I mean, we've had the conversation a lot, but I really want to know: Do you want to change career paths, or do you just want something more meaningful from your career path? Because sometimes when we have the conversation, I feel like, are you giving up because it's a little hard? Or are you giving up because you're not seeing what you want from it right now?
I think I have been stuck so long because I didn't want to accept the change.
Okay.
And like I feel like I'm being pushed harder towards something else. Like this is not my calling. Mm-hmm. It's not what I thought I wanted.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all.
And that's why I asked because it's like I didn't want to say that I feel like because, you know, I'm all for change. I didn't want to say, like, I feel like maybe you should wait and see a little longer because it's, like, your path, your career. Like, I'm not in it every day with mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fear was just more so, like, what other people would think if I follow what my heart is telling me to mm-hmm. do. Like, are they going to think I'm giving up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what most of my fear was, and I realized that I was like, no.
Yeah, I was about
to say,
but I also get it because I feel like people put lawyer, lawyer, lawyer on me, and it's like still to this day, like it's something that, you know, I might want to do, but I've also realized that like the things that I have the passion for, like yeah, like mm-hmm. I could make a great lawyer, but I could also like
I feel like I'm not more so like, you know how you say everybody's like lawyer, lawyer, lawyer. I feel like everybody look at me like especially like my mom, like when they be like bragging about, oh, she did this, she go to school, she do this, she do that, she mm-hmm. accountant, she this, she that. I'm just like, wait a minute, because life ain't like how you saying it. But it's just like, at the end of the day, you gotta do what
is best for you.
Yeah.
Like, and it's okay. You gotta, I don't care if it makes less money than what you wanted to do. I don't care if you went to school for the original plan and you gotta start over. People start over all the time. It's so many different things that you could do in this world. Like, people literally go from being this to this, like out of nowhere. I've seen people in my field go from accounting to IT, IT back to accounting. Mm-hmm. And then they want to go do computer science. Like, it's just, you can do whatever.
Right.
Like, yeah. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. That's big. That was
anybody taking care of your bills, your future, your kids' future, none of that. It's all of or your happiness. All of that is you. And if you say you want to work at McDonald's, I mean, of course I'd be like, but if that's what you want to do, maybe you want to do that and you wanted to like own a business. Yeah, it's just like, okay, whatever. If that's what you want to do, if that's going to get you the lifestyle you want or how you want to raise your kids or whatever, who am I to stop you?
I feel like now you got to do the same for us.
What?
Might as well.
Tell you something?
Tell us.
You kind of already maybe said the same thing, but I was only able to say that about me because it's the same thing about me.
Okay.
So it's easy to see it in her because I literally act first and think later. I do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, I feel like I told you this before too, your thing, that you're so like hard on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I'm working on it, you guys.
But also, I feel like,
God. You're getting red.
I am.
I said you're getting red.
Sydney, what I'm about to say, just hear the word first. And before I say the word, don't think. Sydney is like scary. I think you're scary. And wait, you don't know what I mean by
she
scary.
Says she's sweet.
No, I mean like in the sense of like sometimes I be feeling like you could step out there and do certain stuff. Like you could do it. But you be so like, oh, I don't know if I can do it if I do it. And it's just like, girl, you could.
Like
do
what?
Like moving out. Let's
start saying. Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
You
know,
like, that's not, like, you know, you all of this hard stuff, like, I gotta do it. Or this, and I'm like, Rich,
no, my problem is, I think I have to have everything together.
I don't say something as her makeup.
Girl, or something as small as you, like.
And she just don't want to go fucking buy the stuff. She just being
girl, it's just like a lot of stuff. It's not maybe scary is the wrong word.
It's the right word.
Yeah, no, yeah, scary is the right word. Like, girl, you be driving down the street and you be like,
oh yeah, I never drive down there. I'm not doing it. Like, no, I'm taking the long way. Yeah,
like, but no, but I really have meant it on the level of like scary, like to step out there, like. Break the boundaries and step out there because you could do it. And I feel like, I don't know, is it that you think you're going to like fail or like run back friends, family, home, whatever we're talking about at the moment? But like,
you know, I'm afraid to fail. I think I just.
Let yourself off and try again.
I think like a part of me is. I was going to say a part of me is a perfectionist and just wants to do it right. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get it right the first time.
And I get that. Yeah. But, like I said, some things, it's like a learning.
Because I texted my mom, like, probably a month ago, and I was like, honestly, if you told me to, like, get out your house right now, I would be able to.
Yeah.
I just said.
Yeah, and that, but also, okay, so, and but that kind of go hand in hand with, like, I really said that because of that one situation, really, because I feel like we've been talking about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
You wanting to like step out there or whatever, but I think it kind of go like,
damn, this is my train of thought. Fuck my life.
I don't know. What does he go with?
Damn, you were just talking about your mom.
My mom.
You mean?
If it was up to my mom, I would have been in her house at 18. I got to think my dad.
At 18, goddamn.
Yeah, my mom's like, my mom had to leave her house at 18, so she's like,
okay.
If it was up to her, like, she should have told me, if it was up to me, y'all would have been like, it's your dad. Thank your dad. So,
thank you, daddy.
I think, you're a little scared. I think that you could do it. I think that it's a lot of things that you could do. You just have to, like, step out and do it. Like, it's okay.
Take that leap, girl.
It's okay, sis.
All right.
It's okay, sis.
Okay.
Mia, I think it was what Sydney said, that she really honestly, she wouldn't even read a whole thread. She was one part. Like,
you sound like my grandma.
Sydney could just say, fuck that nigga. Sorry. But, and then she would ignore every other part. Like, she wouldn't even read everything.
Yeah.
She would just be like, so who we gotta fight?
No, really.
Like, wait a minute. Read
the rest of the story.
That we said we wasn't fighting him.
We
missed the part where we said we weren't fighting him. Here you go. Are you ready?
I don't know. Like, I think I don't know why I am that way.
But I don't know. Maybe it's your what's your sign? Are you a fire sign?
No. Damn.
Cause I'm like I said, I'm like, I really like see it because I'm the same way. I feel like I read something and I'm just like, yep, this sounds like an attitude. Yep, this sounds
like or like I feel like you've gotten like offended at me for like joking about things that like I always joke about. So I'm like,
me?
Yeah. Like
even earlier today, maybe I feel like. What did you say?
What did you say? Damn, I missed that.
No, you said. No, it's reversed. Yeah. You said something. Yeah, I was just joking.
I got offended at something. Well, not offended.
But look at that.
No, because everybody talking about get on Hinge. I don't like.
I was literally joking.
I am not a
joker. Look at us. We're the advocate.
Who wants to do homework?
We're the advocate.
To go out with a man.
It's not a lot of homework.
We're the advocate for dating.
This one time.
They should put us on the screen.
They should.
For two different apps.
I feel like I'm going to meet my man in a grocery store. He going to bump into me.
No, but.
Oh, my God.
To your point about the app. Is but Hinge is literally equivalent to, like, Instagram or Twitter. Like, people go
smack. I have too many apps on my phone.
No, but what I'm saying is people go smack on Instagram. Yeah. But at least you know on a dating app, like, you kind of know that they legit trying to date.
That's true.
And certain apps will tell you, like, exactly what they're looking for. Some people say short-term, long-term. Like, you feel, like, you know. Like, you ain't wasting your time. That's the one thing I can't say. At least on here, I know that y'all not just sliding in my DM because I popped up on your story. Like, you know, somebody shared my picture and boom, there you are. Like,
that's true.
But we didn't drink a lot of wine.
No.
Yeah, what is going on?
I like the Santa Margarita better.
Although it's
What is it? D'Amico?
Domino's.
Damani. I mean, it was
Damani.
I just like the Pinot Grigio
Santa
Margarita better because it was smoother.
I'm not gonna lie. Also, this is not, like I haven't recorded late in a long time, so maybe that's
tired.
The reason why. Yeah. I think I'm just tired.
It's hot as hell outside. It's hot in here.
It is.
My thighs are sweating, and yeah, so I think that's why my cup haven't been refilled.
I think this episode was fun.
Yeah.
It was.
And this was the last of our hot seat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I will have to rewatch because I'm sure I'm going to have follow-up questions. I definitely,
you know, as I was watching the other two, I was like, dang, I have another answer.
I did for when Sierra asked me, well, my answer changed today. She was like, would you ever get back with such and such?
Hell no. Because the first question, I was like, disappointment is a trigger word for me.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, wait, what do y'all rate the wine? What would y'all give each wine?
I give the Santa Margarita a 7 out of 10.
I think I give them both
a 6.
Yeah, I give them both a 7.
I'm good at it. I'm gonna give both a 5-6.
5 for the what?
Whatever she wanna call
it. The Damani, I think it has a little bubbles to it. I think that's why I don't like it.
Or maybe it's the style and elegance.
What's the sophistication? I didn't even say that right. Sophistication.
Yeah,
I said sophistication.
And on that note, make sure you are following us on Instagram at Pass the Wine, please. That's PLS. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe
and share.
YouTube, not just text Sydney. Make sure you comment under the post, and yeah, we're out.
Bye.